Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the final episode of Legends Only for the year of 2019. Yes, welcome back to
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about Legends Only.
Wow, we did that right on the first try.
Yeah. Bam.
Wow, really getting used to this.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's an actress.
Well, welcome everybody and happy almost 2020. Or if you're listening in 2020, welcome to the new year.
Yeah.
Do we sound different?
Do we sound different? More mature, older.
Wiser, faster,
31
stronger.
And a half, right?
Well, I'm about to be 31 in a few days.
Wow.
Welcome. Let's see how Britney ruins my birthday this year.
Literally. Third time's a charm. What's it going to be? So excited. Yeah, I'm actually good. It's literally the Moomoo's curse.
Moomoo's curse. Every year, Brittany does something on my birthday that ruins my dreams, but it's fine.
Well, can't wait to see what it's going to be.
Well, speaking of dreams, actually, didn't you have something you need to say? Because okay, so I don't even know about this.
Okay. Oh my God. So I had a vision.
I had a dream
the other night. And I wrote it down in my notes app and I was like, I need to share this because it's totally not real. And I woke up and thought that it was real. And I was like, I just need to share it because if it happens, then like I'm a psychic,
a prophet.
It means I'm prophetic,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to share this. So I had an insane dream, so vivid. I blame the melatonin.
Yep.
And it was a music video, Britney featuring Janet Jackson, but a surprise feature. So she dropped a surprise single. It was called Love. And the cover art, which was literally like my brain was just duplicating the Lover album cover, you know, Taylor.
Taylor.
But it didn't have the R on it. So it was just Love.
Okay.
And it was written in perfume lipstick style.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's very Britney. And she was wearing the 2016 Billboard Music Awards performance outfit in the video.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, she would do.
Would do, yes. Yeah. So far, this is all pretty on point.
And then it was very clumsy meets Do You Want to Come Over? And it sampled Janet Jackson feedback, where it's like, strum me like a guitar, blow out my amplifier.
Oh, my God.
And then it was like, it just sounded like clumsy. And she was dancing around in this room. And then all of a sudden, there was like this black mist. And then it was just Janet.
Oh my God.
In this jet black cat suit. And she did the dance and I was like freaking out. And then I woke up and I was livid. I was so mad because I didn't make it to the end of the song.
That dream sounds better than anything we'll ever get, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And for the record, that was not a hint at anything.
No.
This is just T. Kyle's daily dream and premonitions that he has.
No, I haven't had a Britney dream in a really long time.
Yeah, I don't think
I had one once where I was performing the circus tour.
Okay.
That one was also extremely vivid.
Okay.
And I woke up in the middle of it and I was pissed.
Right in the middle of Freak Show?
Pissed. I definitely didn't make it to Womanizer. I remember that.
Mm.
But I did like Circus. And I remember I did Radar on like
Were
the
you Britney or were you yourself?
No, I was Britney.
Okay.
So I just remember it was like super visual. And I just remember, I don't know, it was like whatever. I just was so excited. I had a vision.
A vision of love. Literally.
Literally.
Because it was called Love.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's my dream that I had. So when it never happens, you know.
At T. Kyle, when it never happens.
Yeah. But like, it was literally like, I heard like Britney singing Feedback by Janet Jackson.
I mean, I would love to see it.
Right?
We'd love to see it.
Ugh.
But.
So anyway.
You know, if she's listening, that's an idea.
Yeah. It is.
Toss it in the back burner.
A concept.
Mm-hmm. That's a concept.
Legends only.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the album.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was probably based off of like our chat about like Justin Timberlake. And we were like saying, you know, Britney and Janet. And we were just saying like justice for
our two
queens.
Yeah. So they'd come together as a fuck you.
And just do a cover of Feedback for no reason.
And Jessica Biel would just walk in the room and be like, and me too.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just that. And yes, it has absolutely nothing to do with like, I'm not.
Yeah, that wasn't a teaser or anything. Sometimes people read between the lines.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
K-Tile and Moomoo's.
Yeah.
Hinting again with her insider knowledge.
Chucky teasing a new Britney single. This clown.
This clown emoji. Speaking of highly anticipated things, one of the things that has really kicked into high gear the past few weeks is Rihanna's highly delayed, forever
mysterious.
Teased R9. We are on 24/7 R9 watch.
We have to make jingles now.
We do have to make a jingle for this because I think it's going to be a weekly update.
Yeah, we were on Mariah watch for like 3 weeks.
And then we made it happen single-handedly.
That is true.
So now we're on...
We made Santa Claus Lane happen.
We did.
So that's why I'm telling you all my dream because I'm like, maybe I can make that happen.
That's actually true. We do tend to have self-fulfilling prophecies on here.
Well, I just believe it's The Secret.
Yes, ask, believe, receive.
Yeah. Do you guys know that?
Do you know The Secret?
are
they saying yes? I can hear it.
Yeah. They're like, no.
They know the answer.
Oh my God. That's literally like my version of The Secret.
It is.
I'm going to write that book next year in 2020. Don't steal the idea.
Okay. Well,
bestseller. What was I saying? Oh, basically, the concept for The Secret is that it's not a secret. The secret is that you manifest and you set your intentions and you ask, you believe it, and then it happens.
And you have to vocalize the intention.
Yeah.
You have to put it out into the universe and then the universe finds ways to make it happen for you.
Right. So we're going to sit here and we're going to visualize R9 coming out the first week of January.
Yes.
Surprise. First album of the year. First album of the decade. Rihanna, one
20.
Oh God, I almost just said, what's the first day of the year?
What's my name? Rihanna, 1/1/20.
Mm-hmm.
Double album, visual experience.
18 music videos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Concert announced same day, tour, everything.
Yep.
Yes, it's been four, it's going to be 4 years since she dropped Antipasta. And it's been a while, but lately she's been doing some things. Granted, she's been teasing it for years, but this past week, she was a bitch.
No, that post was so funny.
She posted a meme of a dog rocking out. And the caption, I believe, was, let me get it right.
It's like me listening to R9 and refusing to release it.
Yes, that's basically
what
it was.
Oh my God. She's That means she actually is listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really feel like there's something out there.
For sure.
We're manifesting.
They've done interviews with, like, producers and artists throughout the years, and everyone's like, I've worked with her. So she's been collecting songs. God knows what she's making.
Yeah, and hasn't there always been those things that pop up where it's like the song
new song registered? Yeah, she keeps registering
songs. Is that a real thing?
It is, but half the time that's not actually the name of the song. Or
so what does that mean? Is it like a copyright? Or are they just, you have to...
Yeah, it's like they're registering the song in the database so that that's like...
Sealed.
Sealed, yeah.
With a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Wig.
But sometimes it's not even the full name of the track or it's a different name or whatever, but I don't know. And sometimes I think they even like can register it with like her listed as a singer when it doesn't end up going to her.
Hmm.
So there's that too. Anyway, yeah, there's like songs being registered, and then her former label / current label, Def Jam Records, posted a picture of her doing the Illuminati / Jay-Z diamond,
mm-hmm.
which is featured in the Rihanna book, which I got for Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
Now, let me tell you, that book is heavy.
I was going to say it looked like it's half the size of your suitcase.
It's larger than my suitcase. I had to carry it outside of it. That was a workout and I did not plan for it, but it was worth it. It is gigantic and heavy and it is as big as my coffee table and it's so detailed. The concept of the Rihanna book is basically Rihanna. And
the cover looks sick.
The cover is sick. It's just... So she had a book, a Rihanna book, that was the rated R era. And it was a really good, tiny picture book. This goes from loud era past anti. It goes pretty much to the Met Gala as the Vatican, the Pope
right.
look. And it does album era looks... Vacations in between, fashion shows, writing every album. There's pictures of her putting up the names of the titles of tracks that aren't in existence from like Loud and like Talk That Talk.
Oh my God, leak them.
Right, exactly. And
I love Loud era Rihanna.
Exactly. And there's all these like abbreviated names of songs that are like, that's not even what the name of the song ended up being or they never made the album. And so you get the insider look there. And the coolest thing is, I didn't notice at all about the book, but you like flip through and all of a sudden there's pull-out posters of more pictures and then you keep going and there's recreations of letters from designers and invitations that are like smaller and like tucked into the book. And then there's the original sketch of Bitch Better Have My Money's video and you can see the sketchboard of the original concept and you flip through that. And there's all these like inserts and stuff as you go.
Wow.
It's like
rich.
It's rich. And the pictures are beyond like she is one of the most stunning women ever. And like the pictures that they have of her, she's topless in one of them. Sometimes I'm like overwhelmed by the amount of content Rihanna provides because she is so prolific. First of all, she's on R9 and she started out in 05.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. But the fashion aspect of it is like, I get it why the fashion world took her in a sense, because you can see the trajectory from Loud when she gets like incorporated into the fashion world and then she's such like an it girl. It's very cool.
Well, she's also always evolving.
She is. Totally. The looks of, you get to see like her get those like hand tattoos, close-ups of her getting it right. And she's like grimacing and like holding. It's just, it's a real journey. If you really like Rihanna, I highly recommend it. As long as you have space in your home. It's the size of my apartment, but it's fine.
I mean, Rihanna's a legend, an icon.
Actual.
Can I say something bold in sure. front of you, especially?
Yes.
I think Rihanna is like on the same level as Madonna.
Me too.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. My God. The taste just jumped out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is the Madonna of the new generation.
Yes.
She is the coolest pop star, period. She's the coolest, like, bar none. Like, nobody is as cool as her, I feel. Like, when she walks into the room, it's just like, she's the coolest girl. And I think she is just, as far as, like, album, style, visuals, changing the game, I just think
attitude.
She's Madonna. Attitude, most of all.
I mean, that's the thing with her is she has always maintained a level of confidence, mm-hmm. whether she's actually felt it or not.
Right.
Because I'm sure as, like, a young artist, she probably wasn't.
Right. Suck my cockiness, lick my persuasion.
Yeah, I mean, her fearlessness, always yeah. changing the look and just comfortable in every size, not giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I'm deeply G for L, gangster for life, Navy forever. I stan Rihanna. Like, I feel like she is truly, as you said, like Madonna of the new generation for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see her evolution, this is a really good look behind. It's so much like her receiving icon awards and the fashion legend awards and all these things.
Is it limited edition?
There are like 5 million versions of it.
Oh,
you can get it with this like insane stand for like thousands of dollars. So yeah, everyone go buy your Rihanna books and study
not
that.
Sponsored.
Not sponsored yet. Rihanna sponsored the Legends Only podcast. Please.
My God.
But yeah, wow. I just went off. But honestly, that book.
She's a legend.
She's a legend. It really kind of like re-sparked my stand-up because, I mean, 4 years away, you forget sometimes, you know. And then,
well, because she was, I mean, every album was like back to back to back to back to back.
Yes.
I mean, we had a new era every single year.
Yes.
For how long?
She kept us fed through 2012.
Yeah. I feel like it was every year.
Yeah. Anti was 16. And then, yeah, now she's like, wait and see. Wait your turn. Which, you know, fair enough. Because nobody, it was never like a given that an artist should put out as much as she did.
No, but I mean, I feel like 3 years is not, I feel like 3 to 4 is now kind
it's of totally
standard.
Normal.
Yeah.
But like, anyway, so Rihanna book teaser, she trolled again on Friday. Her mother posted a picture of 4 little bears for Christmas, and they each had the name of Rihanna and her siblings. And the one that says Robin, Rihanna's real name, her eyes were covered with a cute little Santa hat. And somebody just commented like, oh, look, Rihanna's hiding. And Rihanna responded, yeah, from the Navy. So she hates her fans like Britney. And that's really
right.
That's also endearing. Yeah. So she's just starting trouble. I feel like she's really agitating the fans.
Well, she used to do that all the time.
She did.
And then now she's kind of scaled back. But like,
maybe she's bored or maybe that does mean something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when she comments, it makes, I mean, we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah. It's a headline every time she comments.
So,
and she knows that.
She's being selective.
She is.
And wisely so.
Yeah. I do think something must be happening at this point. She also lied last year and said 2019 comment. She was like, sorry, 2019, it's coming.
Well, there's like 24, 48 that's, hours left.
I mean, that's why I keep saying maybe she's keeping to her word. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, this is going to be publishing in 2020, I think, on the other side of the planet. But I don't. So maybe not for you.
Maybe not for you. You missed the Rihanna album. But
you know what? I will say this, though, about Fenty Beauty.
Oh,
I gifted someone a highlighter palette.
Yeah.
From the Fenty Beauty one. It's the one that's like, I don't know what it's called. It's like gold or something. And she loves it. She's obsessed.
Oh.
She said it's phenomenal. So not sponsored,
not
but like.
Well, please, Fenty Beauty.
She's obsessed
sponsor
with
us.
It. So you know what? We love a successful businesswoman.
We sure
singer,
do.
Song.
A songer.
Legend.
Singer.
I almost said songer.
Fashioner. And the thing is, like, it's excellence in every area.
Mm-hmm.
She does socks. She does lingerie. And it's all good.
And Samsung commercials.
And it cannot be understated, the epicness of Samsung commercials. It can't be understated. She literally partnered with LVMH, like Louis Vuitton, to launch Fenty, the brand. That's not just like a no shade to our queen, but it's not a Candies for Kohl's.
Oh, wow. What are you saying about those eyeglasses? What are you saying about that pink photoshopped hay?
I'm saying she's not on that level.
These jeans are actually very, very cool because they're faded.
I mean, to be a pop star and be given a Louis Vuitton brand that like of under that house is like really a huge, it's never been done before. And the brand is like legit and is receiving awards and everything.
Manny Moo is shaking.
Manny Moo is shaking. You know, we love a multi industry dominating queen.
Mm-hmm. She also commented, speaking of Instagram comments,
uh-oh,
the one someone posted something about like, which is your favorite Rihanna/whoever.
That's right. Today. Oh, well, on Friday. Yes. James Fauntleroy.
Yeah.
So him. The producer, he's done several songs with Rihanna and it was just a meme on Twitter. Somebody was like, which is the best James collab? And she commented on that.
Yeah, because he like posted the screenshot on his Instagram.
And it was like James Join, the last song, I think, something else. And Firebomb, which we stan.
Oh,
we stan.
So hard.
One of her best bridges of her whole career. Mm-hmm. The bridge is everything. Rated R in general is everything. And she commented, firebomb, shrug
justice
emoji.
For firebomb.
Justice for firebomb served, just proving that the taste is exquisite.
Do the girls even know firebomb?
Do they?
Probably
not. Do you
not
know firebomb?
We do.
Like, we just know Disturbia.
So now you need to go and listen to it.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the Legends Only weekly playlist that we do every week so you can find it.
Yes.
It's so good.
Give it some streams. We'll get it charting. All I Want for Christmas is firebomb at number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was always one that was like on the brink of being a single, it felt like.
It could have been.
It could have been for sure.
Like a final single.
A very Love the Way You Lie.
Yes.
It
but
totally,
better.
Yeah, it totally could have been that world, though. Fiery, the visuals.
Oh.
It's like, because you know fire.
Oh.
Because fire and then the bomb. Yeah. It totally should have been. But anyway, that was a small feat of justice for Firebomb, now that she likes it.
Mm-hmm. Rated R deep dive coming.
Rated R,
I don't know.
Honestly,
when.
Yeah. It just turned 10, so we kind of missed it, but we'll get to that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of honoring legendary Chanteuses, something else happened over the past week. Very unexpected promo.
Yeah. I thought this was really funny, and I texted this to Brad, and I was like, what is going on?
The timing of it all.
At Slade on Twitter tweeted this clip out. Thank you for finding this and posting it. It is a clip from the show Morning Joe, which is on MSNBC Politics Morning Show.
Heard of it?
Yeah. I'm not a regular watcher.
And they're married, right?
Yeah. It's like Joe and Mika.
Yep.
I think it airs at like 5 in the morning. I don't know. That's when I go to bed.
That's when I go to bed, yeah.
So they had on the hosts of the podcast called Switch on Pop. Which is
the
a
concept
podcast.
Is basically about pop.
Yeah. And they stan Carly Rae. Mm-hmm. So they started talking about Carly Rae on Morning Joe. And the clip, I don't know, there's just something that's like oddly really funny about it.
Yeah.
The hosts are talking and they say, like, oh, you know, we refer to her as like Saint Jepson, like the patron legend. And like Joe and Mika are like, well, you talk about Carly Rae Jepson. Bah, that's a good song. That was my, I don't know, that was a really bad impression.
No, I think that was spot like, on.
What? And they talk about the genius of Carly Rae Jepsen. And I'm like, what? Okay, yeah, not my type of music, but man, that was a great pop song.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought that we were the only ones who had like very interesting, cool, and urban crossover moments. But, you know, the universe just...
Just worked out for us.
Yeah, so anywhere that Carly Rae can get justice and promo, we will talk about.
That's right.
Including, surprise, our next deep dive for our patron Legends Only fans is going to be... Drumroll, please.
Saxophone, please.
I don't want to get copyright infringement.
Exactly. That was too close to the actual song. You're going to have to...
Our next Patreon exclusive deep dive is going to be the legendary iconic album Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. And it will either be posted at the same time as this or tomorrow or the next day or sometime before the end of the year. Yep.
There you go.
So if you want to check that out, patreon.com/legendsonly. Not sponsored, but like... It's just our Patreon. That was my commercial voice.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was great promo.
Thank you.
You did amazing, sweetie. great.
What else happened in music?
What else happened? Well, as far as the year or as far as this week?
I mean, everything's kind of died down this week. It's like very somber. Well, not somber. Like mellow.
Mellow. Well, the 6 days or whatever in between Christmas and New Year's are like this weird no man's land of no one knowing what to do with themselves.
I know. I have cabin fever already. I'm going to the dentist. I'm going for walks. I'm just like going to talk to the people at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, oh my God, I've got, you know, time before my next gig starts. So...
Until you
should I reveal it on here?
Take the reins as Trisha's assistant.
I know. I'm going to be songwriting for Christina Aguilera, doing background vocals.
Can't believe you're moving in with Jeffree Star in his new home as a security advisor.
God, my dreams of being a secret agent finally.
Exactly.
Could you imagine if I was like, surprise everyone, Legends Only is over. I'm becoming a secret agent. Honestly.
For Dunkin' Donuts.
One day.
One day.
One day.
You're just going to disappear.
I have until I'm 36.
You do.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You have until you're 36 to become an FBI secret agent.
You have the wigs for it.
I'm going to be 32 in May, so 4 years from then.
Could be your next gig.
Yeah. I'm basically going to be Britney in the Femme Fatale tour intro. Anyway, yeah, I'm not revealing my new gig yet. I'll do it on Instagram tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be my New Year's Day post.
You do have to make your teaser video.
I'm not going to do a teaser video.
Cut to the teaser video. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Until we announce that, then. Mm-hmm. It's been a year. It's been a week of looking back at the year.
Yeah.
Looking at our choices, thinking what we could have done better.
You know.
Yeah, this is really going to turn into a therapy session real quick.
Yeah, well, we'll end with all the personal shit, because then if you don't want care, you can just stop and go to your next podcast. So yeah, I've got a bunch of questions. You know, I'm basically going to interview Moomoos here.
Right.
Just some conversation starters.
Icebreakers?
Yeah. So as we wind down this tumultuous, iconic, transformative, legendary year, What would you say your favorite song of 2019 has been? And not what Spotify told you, because we all
know.
Although I will shout out, someone on Twitter did say that they were so glad they got the recommendation of the flute guy.
Oh, that's
that
true.
One song.
Shout out to you, because I told you it was a bop.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, the girls are listening. Your impact.
I found a new banger actually on Apple Music. It was called White Noise Continuous. It goes off for 8 to 10 hours. That is the beat drop. Let me tell you. That is a good one.
So catchy. Love that bridge. Yeah. Well, what was your actual favorite?
So every year I go through an existential crisis where I say I'm not picking one. And
every year or every week?
Every week, every day, every minute. For the past 2 years, I've been consistent. Like, I don't want to pick just one. So I did instead a list of 50 songs. Mm-hmm. Which you can check out on Mew Mews. You can see all 50 songs. And I also put them on Spotify. So you could just check out the playlist if that's easier. And Apple Music. There are a few standouts for me. But I really can't. Like, don't you feel like... Do you spiritually have a song of the year usually?
Spiritually?
Like, it just feels right in your soul to say, this is my song?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think you do.
I have a whole... We're going to go deep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess for me, it would probably be a few, because I just can't pick one. I just can't. Oh. But it...
I love those songs.
I would go between... I feel comfortable saying it's between Grime, So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth, which is also...
Me at
banger.
The beginning of the year.
She wrote it about Kyle.
Anyway, sorry, that's a bad joke.
And also her song Violence. I love both of those. Rosalia and J Balvin's Con Altura, because I just feel like that was such a cultural takeover. And the video and the meme with the pig that stops, but it's like La Rosalia, and then the pig stops just for that meme alone. Lana Del Rey is the greatest. About, the collapse of the American society. We
that
love
is a that.
Good
one.
Love to see it. And honestly, Saweetie's my type.
Wow.
I just felt that was poetically, lyrically, the song of 2019. 8-inch big oomph, that's good pipe.
Wow.
Just really, it really resonated. So anyway, that's it. I honestly couldn't pick one for me. I just couldn't. Doesn't feel right.
Well, you can go to mewmews.com and get all 50 of his top songs of 2019
Thank you.
For free.
Yeah, exactly.
Support your local creators.
Just kidding. It was Senorita by Camila and Sean.
Okay, so that song had a moment. And if you follow me on Instagram.
Well, I know it did for a different reason.
With Ramona Singer. She posted a video dancing to it. And it is so funny.
It
so
really
honestly, the impact.
True.
She helped it go number one.
She definitely did.
I mean, she made me aware of the song, and now I kind of like it, at least the beginning of it.
I get it.
Because I just think of Ramona going like,
it's catchy.
Yeah.
You know, they might not have any flavor between the two of them, but it's catchy.
You know.
And I will say, not to shade her, but in comparison, Normani and Sam Smith, the chemistry in Dancing with a Stranger.
Oh, fucking Bob.
So much better.
Okay.
Taste.
So as we're just going off on tangents, it's fine. Sam Smith, a couple comments I want to make. How Do You Sleep?
One of my favorite songs of the year.
Fucking Bob.
Yep.
Just wanted to say that. I heard it again today and I was like, fucking Bob.
Underrated. I think I said, I think it's going to be one of those songs like, do you stan Usher's Climax? I forget, but that was a Diplo song. It's going to be one of those songs that I think like pop lovers are going to be like, that was better than we thought it was.
Yeah.
Like,
agree.
Like, I think it had a moment, but it didn't really have a moment. Like,
no.
It could have been way bigger.
Even Dancing with a Stranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Max Martin, perfection with How Do You Sleep? It's so good. It's so, so, so,
so good. So good. Also, second comment I would like to make. Have you seen the TikTok of Sam Smith?
Of the the strut.
Yes.
Yes, the strut.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but it is so fucking funny to me. Like,
the
sound.
The slow reveal and then the walk.
It's like the walk, but yep. And I'm not making fun of Sam at all. It's the person recording it, the sound that they make, when they're like, yeah.
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 Yes. Yes.
There's just something about the timing of the...
It's
TikTok
very good.
That is extremely entertaining.
It is.
And I was like strutting down the street the other day and I was like just walking and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just, anyway.
Sam's been kind of thriving
comments.
This year in a way that's like not charting, but like not directly in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I just think How Do You Sleep and Dancing with a Stranger are both like so solid. And we didn't mind the Donna cover. Some people are really mad about it.
Really?
I didn't mind it. I know it's untouchable.
It reminds me of Confession, so I stand.
Yeah, I wasn't saying it was as good or better. I was just like, oh, cool. Yes, acknowledge a classic. Anyway.
Anyway, the point was I stand.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about? Oh,
and your favorite song.
Okay. So my favorite song of 2019 is Higher Love by Kygo and Whitney. It's like a spiritual moment for me, but it also reminds me of like, I don't know. I was just, this was like a, it hit at the point where I was starting to like transform my like attitude and my health. And it was like my birthday and pride. And it hit like at the right time. You know, there is a meaning in the song and the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my favorite EDM artist. I'm just like, that's going to be what I look back on.
Definitely. Yeah. I remember that moment for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would agree that was your song of 2019 for sure. With a follow-up being, well, the Jonas Brothers album. But we'll get to that.
Well, yeah, that's next. So just get that out of the way. My favorite album of 2019 is Happiness Begins by
because
the Jonas Brothers.
Began.
Yeah. It came back.
It did.
And... success.
I'm so happy for you because I feel like
oh my god, that reminds me of the publicity skit.
So happy
I'm just
for
like
you.
So happy for me and so sorry for you because clearly you've been doing a lot of partying and it's been showing on your face and on your body. Oh god, that fucking anyway.
Well, because to have it be one of your favorite acts ever, pull off a comeback that's not only successful but superior to their run before, like as far like now they're considered cool in a way that they weren't considered cool definitely when they were tapering off
to you,
to me, but also to I think the general public.
They, I feel that,
you know, it was like there was a bit of a joke to it at the end of their first run,
right? Because they were like a boy band,
yeah,
and teeny boppers,
and it was still you came out of Disney, like it's still
Camp Rock,
yeah, like you can't really shake that
Jonas LA. Okay, yeah,
that song with Demi,
point taken.
But now it's like established, hot wives and shit, and like they're all like men, and they're all like really in their prime and like doing it,
And they're funny.
They're funny.
They're talented.
Show-stopping, original, unique, never the same.
Yeah, basically. Have you seen their skits on Instagram?
Yes.
They're so funny.
They're very funny.
The Bert one.
I don't know.
Did you see that?
No.
With, so you know Bert, like the Muppet?
Yeah.
That's a Muppet, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Do Bert I look like a Muppet? Yeah, there's Bert and Ernie. So they're sitting and they're talking about iconic mustaches. So like, oh, I think Bert Reynolds had like the most iconic. And they're like, yeah, I think Bert's definitely better. And like Ernie walks in and like hears them say Bert's better. And it's like, oh, okay. bye, guys. Just no like, the way. Stupidest,
oh my
most
God.
Random
I didn't see
skit
that.
Ever.
I gotta see that.
I'm like, first of all, where did you get a Muppet from?
Yeah, exactly.
Why was there a Muppet
did
in your
dressing
room?
Did they do Sesame Street?
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That would be so funny.
That would make sense. Wouldn't it?
I guess
whatever
to,
was funny.
I guess to find a
actors.
Muppet, you'd go to Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good for them.
Anyway, my point was they're funny and talented.
They're funny.
Can't wait for the follow-up album, hopefully in 2021.
Happiness remains.
Yeah, actually, though.
To be honest.
Happiness sustained.
Yeah.
Ugh, if only.
Destiny fulfilled.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of, we better get that DC3 reunion in 2020.
Manifest it.
Manifesting.
Imagine it. What will the outfits look like? Just visualize it right
now.
Oh,
I mean, it's so easy. Like, you do cat Survivor suits. 3.0, where it's like...
Cat suits.
Cat suit camo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally.
Sequined camo cat suits.
Yeah.
High ponies.
Independent women video just like vamped up the mm-hmm. same exact looks. They could really just do all their looks in like a 2019 fashion, 2020 fashion.
Yeah. And then Beyonce exits stage right and Michelle exits stage left. And you just hear the beat of Commander kick
in. Absolutely.
And Kelly Rowland gets her moment that she deserves.
And then she leaves, Michelle rises and breaks the dawn.
Yeah.
Money, we're pretty.
I can hear it.
And then Tammy from Drag Race comes out and does it with her as Michelle weeps.
Oh.
Yeah, don't sleep on Michelle. Anyway, I really want that to happen. The rumblings have been a little loud this year, and Kelly's been dodging the questions.
She has been.
So we'll have to see. But I think it's exactly what Beyonce needs. I think she needs to have some fun. I think we're all going to have
fun. We all need that.
We all need that. And I think it would be great. It would be empowerment, girl power, all of that stuff. And it would be just a little bit of that fun energy between the girls again. And also, let's show them what a girl group really looks like.
You know, she's got
a
point.
I have to say it.
She's got a point.
Have to say that.
Since the Pussycat Dolls aren't fucking coming to the United
right.
States, are you kidding me?
We're all just on Instagram asking them for a react. That's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Where's that?
Where's that? Where's that, Robin?
Wow. All the time I wasted watching How to Be the Next Pussycat Doll. And what do you do?
Starring Asia, who was never actually put into the group.
Yeah. You can't even come to fucking Hammerstein.
We'll see. Maybe they're just testing the water somewhere. Even though I think they sold out the O2.
Which is difficult to do. Not everyone,
not everyone
does
everyone
that.
Not everyone does that. So I think the demand is there. Even if they only do LA, NYC, Chicago, I think they could do it. We'll see. Anyway.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We were talking about albums, but then we sidetracked into a DC3 reunion.
Yeah, manifesting.
Manifesting that.
What was your album of 2019?
That I actually
I think
have.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Everybody knows. It's Lana Del Rey, Norman fucking Rockwell.
Future Grammy
Future,
Award winning.
Let's manifest it. Mm-hmm. This is the long
overdue. And the
overdue.
Grammy goes to...
Lucky.
Lana Del Rey.
God, what if it's Halsey who does it from A Star is Born? It's like, Halsey.
Oh, does the person from before, the year before, I have to present it? Is it like the Miss America?
I don't think it's like that. No.
Oh.
I think it could be anybody, unless I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know. Whoever does it, they better say her name right. But yeah, I just want it to be her. But yeah, I've been talking about that album all year. That was the mood of the year for me. Doin' Time was a good like summer 19 jam. The singles, just everything resonated with me. Just the demise of the American world as we know it. And also all the sweet love songs that she
yeah.
lived for.
It's coming, you little bitch.
It's coming, you little bitch. We're ready for it. And whoever stole her sister's mementos, give that back. Did you see that tweet?
No.
She put out a little notes app and I was like, oh no, not a notes app.
Uh-oh.
But she said, happy holidays, everyone. By the way, like someone stole family mementos, including my sister Chuck, who's the photographer and director for a lot of things. Her entire like repertoire, like somebody has it now. And like there's stuff that she'll never have back. So she said she's offering a no questions asked reward just to get that back, even if they email back scans of stuff. So all right. Sad.
Well, listen up, you listen. Little Lana Stan.
It's one of you.
Give
one
it
of
back.
You little Twitter twinks. Who stole
it back, you
Chuck's
little fucking
thumb.
Bottom. Wow.
Yeah, so Lana's mine. That's my album of the year.
Wig. Well, you know, speaking of memories of 2019.
Love a memory.
What was your favorite memory of this year?
My favorite Christmas.
Would you like to start with least favorite memory of 2019? I kept that off the list, but we can go there if you want.
We don't have to go to least favorite memory.
Great. We all know what it is.
So my favorite memory, I will say, just belongs in the bucket of escapism, which is a nice thing that we did this year. Not you. You weren't here for this. But oh. It was when I went to go see Queen Jennifer Lopez on tour.
Oh, yes. That's right. You were... about that a lot.
I was on the floor with J-Lo on her It's My Party tour, her 50th birthday tour.
A concept.
It was a fully realized concept. There was a lifted stage that looked like the birthday cake. It was all very made sense. It was a concept. I died when the opening montage included her People's Most Beautiful cover. That killed me for some reason. Just like all of her accomplishments, it was like Anaconda. People's Most Beautiful. It's like Queen.
The gift. I don't know her.
I don't. Yeah, it's probably the gift too. She should have thrown it in. I took a million videos I posted and stuff. The energy that had, the striptease, which was obviously very Britney and Beyonce, you know, like that kind of vibe. The whole show was so, so good. She's so energetic. And I was just blown away because she's not really considered a queen of pop in a lot of ways, because she's so every bucket, TV, movie. But that was like, no, she's a queen of pop. So I stand.
Well, speaking of 2019 and looking back on things and reflecting on them, can I make a confession here?
I guess so. I'm nervous.
I regret not going to see that tour.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I know you're not the biggest stan.
I know. But like, she was so nice when she came to watch What Happens Live.
Yep.
Like, so nice. And she walked in and she had this big flowing cape and these sunglasses. And it was so iconic. She like...
So rich.
She was walking down the hallway and the gaze, we were sitting there, like, jaw on the floor. And she just took the sunglasses off and did like a hair whip. And her cape was flowing. And she was like, hi, boys. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I felt something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually shaking. And I was kind of shook. And then I didn't see Hustlers because I hate movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it late and I was obsessed. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like really regretting it a lot.
Yeah, that was before Hustlers. So I would have even been like standing harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was J-Lo and Mariah's year for sure.
So basically the point of that is that you should do what you want to do.
You should do what you want to do. And sometimes the things that you are like, oh no, I don't do that,
right? Or like, around. If you don't want to go by yourself,
oh, or that,
like, just go.
Just go.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, just do it, baby. Just do it.
Well, I feel like I try and tell myself, is this a once in a lifetime opportunity?
Yes. And that's part of why I went.
If the answer is yes, just fucking go,
because this was her first headlining solo tour apparently. And I was like,
yeah,
well,
it was
50 years old. You don't know if this is also a farewell.
Or if she'll even want to do another one. You never know.
Yeah.
Because some of our faves just, yeah. Rihanna, are just like...
They might just go away for years and
maybe
years.
Maybe I never want to do it again.
Yeah. But if anything, I actually think the opposite's about to happen. Because she'll do the Super Bowl. There'll be interest.
There'll probably be something else.
Yeah.
Like another album,
yeah.
Tour.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going.
Yeah. I really, really recommend. It was like all of our faves. It was just very... Very shaking and crying.
Yeah. I mean, just after Hustlers alone.
Yes.
Should I tell everyone what I did on Christmas?
What did you do on Christmas?
So I might have had one too many White Claw.
Oh, no.
And
Baby Yoda White Claw.
My parents said that the entire car ride home from my aunt's house, I wouldn't stop asking to go to a strip club.
That is very unsurprising.
Yeah.
You, lately, I would say, when you have had too many White Claws, you often refer back to the strip club.
Listen,
you're always like, you don't even know what happened there. The things that I saw.
You know, I'm just a very curious person.
Yes.
I love
curious.
A scandal.
Do you dare?
Yeah. Tits. Do you want to see?
Do you shake them?
Yeah, totally. So that's embarrassing. But you know what?
You know what?
I stand by it, and I said what I said, so...
You did. You might not know what you said, but you said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What was your favorite memory?
Okay, so my favorite memory of 2019...
That you remember.
Listen. Okay. I like to have fun. What's that skit? I like to have fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to have fun. I'm a fun time. Don't even.
Nobody has denied that.
Okay. So my favorite memory is World Pride, Kygo at the Javits Center.
Oh, there's a theme here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I felt like, so Pride weekend is the, like when I look it back at my like weight loss journey and all that stuff, I mark the first week of July, like July 1st, as being my official quote unquote start date.
Oh, okay.
But all of the doctor's appointments and all of the shit, the blood work and blah, blah, all that other shit was all through May and June. Got so it. I was like figuring it out. And then like July was like my kickoff.
Yeah.
Where I like mark that as my day one. And Pride was right before that started. So I like fucking went wild. I had so much fun. I was like, I'm going to be my ideal self in 2020.
Aww.
And I'm going to shake my tits and not give a fuck.
And you bumped into James Charles.
And I bumped into James Charles. But like really though, I literally was like, I'm going to go shake my tits. I don't give a fuck. Going to be a new me. New attitude.
New you. Half you. Mm-hmm. New half you.
Yeah. Exactly. And that kicked it off.
Wow, World so you really, Kygo, Whitney, Higher Love, Pride,
mm-hmm.
really just the center of your 2019.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. That's World good. Pride was the catalyst that kicked it all off.
What was I doing World Pride? Oh, yeah.
Who were you doing?
Exactly.
It's like,
you know what? Sometimes you just date somebody for the weekend, and they made a movie about that. But anyway, yeah. I haven't seen The Weeknd, actually. It's just called Weekend. Anyway, I'll get to that another time.
Yeah, wig.
Columbia. Anyway, so...
Like the school or
the country.
Oh my God, I almost said state. So, shit.
Great country. Okay, let's keep moving down the categories. Favorite podcast hours moment of 2019.
Oh yeah, like what's... No, not like favorite, like something that we did with our podcast that is like your favorite thing. Or like memory. I personally loved when we got dragged. I mean, just the experience was...
I would have to say, yeah, that was definitely my favorite podcast memory, honestly. This is cheesy, but is mid-drag. We were at... I think we were together. It was at the British night on the top of the Soho House.
Oh, when I...
Oh. Well, I don't know what memory you're like.
All I will say is that Peppa Pig somehow Peppa
that was
Pig
not
was
what I was
projected on the entire Soho House ceiling walls.
We had a projection of UK pop stars, and unbeknownst to me, somebody...
I'm not saying who.
Somebody close to T. Kyle might have hijacked the video projector and played Peppa Pig during the drag queen's performance. But also, like, during the actual night.
Oh, yeah.
And there's video footage of it. I did not notice. You know what? I'm sure it enhanced the experience.
I like to have fun.
Yep. Somebody does. Somebody's also a computer hacker.
Wasn't that hard?
Yeah, that's true. It's a YouTube playlist. But anyway, no, it was during that party. We were mid-drag, and several people had come up to be like, I love the Britney podcast. Like, it gives me so much joy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like talking to each one being like, yeah, but you know, we're canceled now, right? Because we're being dragged by like these people who think we're in on it and all this shit. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Oh, everyone.
Every single person had no idea what we were talking about. And that made me feel like just enough better that I was like, maybe the end of the world isn't coming after all.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had logged on to Twitter, it was just a torrent of people telling us we're over, we're canceled, sis, we're being paid off by Jamie Spears. But if you talk to people in real life, they were just like, I also relate to your Britney experiences and loved your podcast too. And that was really healthy for me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just nice to have IRL experiences with people who liked what we did. And there are a lot of people, and I know they outweigh the negative voices, online who also reached out, but I think that was really reassuring. So that was like a really good positive podcast memory.
I love that.
Yeah.
What is mine?
Yours was scrolling through my mentions.
Which I have done numerous times.
I know.
So my favorite memory is going to be the launch of Legends Only, because it took a hot minute. Mm-hmm. You were ready to go with it sooner than I was.
Okay.
Like earlier in the summer, but I was going through like a bunch of personal shit.
Yep.
Which also like hearing from people in person helped as well. People are like, oh my God, I love the podcast. I can't wait whenever you guys decide to come back.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready. And you were like very patient. And you're like, whenever you want to start, we can do it. No rush, no pressure.
Yeah.
And I think it just all came at the right time. I was ready. I feel like it's so much fun. Specifically our Taylor Swift songs that we did like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
I found the notes app, and because I was clearing and organizing them out, and I was like, what the hell is this? And it was all of my remixes of Taylor Swift songs I wrote.
That was a good moment.
And I was like, you know what? This is fucking fun.
This is fun. And there's a lot of freedom that comes with being able to talk about all our legends mm-hmm. that we didn't have with the first one, which I love everything we did with the first one.
Oh, love.
But it is a time sensitive. It's a capsule. Niche. It's a capsule. Yes. It was never meant to, like, that season was never meant to be something going past 2019, which is why it was,
right.
The timing was unfortunate. But anyway.
Well, it was also hard to say goodbye to it.
Yeah, of
too,
course.
Because it was like two negatives happening at the same time. It was like, I'm sad because this is kind of over.
Yeah.
Ish.
And you started to get, by 14 or 15, we had a following that was very much anticipating reference the next episode. So we knew there were only four or five left.
It was sad.
So it was kind of like, oh, the momentum met with events happening in life with her was just the perfect storm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we needed 6 months of space.
But we're here now.
But we're here now.
I also really enjoyed the Alexis Nyers.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes I say shit in the podcast that I don't realize until later.
Oh, my God.
Like, I laugh really at our own podcast. Is that weird?
That's the sign of something going right, hopefully. I don't know. I just hand it over to you and pray it sounds good at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good memories. Mm-hmm. Positive. Which leaves us to... Well, it's kind of on the same vibe.
Something more personal.
Something, yeah.
Before we close out the year.
Yeah. Why don't we get into our personal hopes, dreams, and things to work on in the new year?
I love that.
One thing you're proudest of in 2019. I think I know what yours is, but go ahead.
So, mine is my weight loss, but it's so much bigger than a number on a scale, because all of that was tied into my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I finally confessed problems I was having to my doctor, and it literally felt like 400 pounds off of my back. I felt like this huge weight lifted, and it completely changed my whole attitude about everything. And I feel like there's two things that I've learned this year that are really all a part of this. One is I don't care what other people think about me anymore. And the other one is that I embrace change and also recognizing that not everything is an on and off, and that things take time, and just embracing the ups and downs of life versus like trying to just beat yourself up over... Mm. You know, like one massive goal. It's like you think, oh my God, I want to lose 40 pounds.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen tomorrow. So being able to embrace it one day at a time, one step at a time, mm-hmm. and the whole journey along the way. And
Wow.
It's all hand in hand. Like it was my mental health, my actual health, my diet, my stress, caring what other people thought about me and letting that dictate what I did.
Yeah. I think that's going to inspire a lot of people, actually.
I hope so.
I see it in the comments, besides the ones that just say skinny.
Oh, I still need to do my whole like weekend chat about it, because it's like, it's bigger than just being like, oh, just eat less and everything's gonna be great. Like, no, it was a whole like mental and physical transformation.
Yeah, that's really good and realistic, mm-hmm. I think. For me, I would have to say the thing I'm proudest of, and it sounds so over the top dramatic, but is just getting through the cancellation. I'm just really proud that I have gone from completely destroyed by a person's comment to finding the ways to navigate the internet that it bothers me less. I'm not perfect by any means now, but I feel like I was in such a bad place at the beginning of all of that, that I'm pretty proud of coming out stronger than yesterday. And I'm also pretty proud of the coping mechanisms I used, which was mainly just going to the gym and also still not drinking for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of maintaining that during a pretty bad time of getting a lot of DMs telling me I was garbage and a bad person because her team or TMZ is paying me off and those things like that, like over and over telling me just horrible things about myself. And I think, you know, I'm not at the place where people's opinions about me don't affect me at all, but I'm getting better. And the more I hear things from artists that I look up to who've gone through it 100 times worse than we ever have, it inspires me. So that's why I had that moment with Reputation, Taylor Swift. I'm sorry to everybody.
It's fine.
But also, I can't believe it goes back to Taylor again, but what she said about Lana, which was that she just kept going because so much of the criticism against her was so undeserved. It was really inspiring that she just kept going. And that's kind of like, we fell off the podcast because it was going to end anyway. We had nothing there to sort of like do creatively. Mm-hmm. So it was harder because had we had this podcast, we could have been like, well, there's a new episode next week to look forward to. Right. And there just wasn't. So I think having a creative outlet's been really good. I'm going to get back into writing for myself again more. And those sort of things like started up again. And once you put your energy into that, then the other things fall away. I think it was a huge learning lesson as far as how I navigate the internet. And not everyone's going to like me. And that's like something I've had to kind of come to terms with, which is really stupid to say, because it's not like I went through life without being criticized or bullied in school and stuff. But like being, I guess I'll say like being a notable Britney fan through the years and being like generally celebrated as a good Britney fan, it was weird to have it flipped on me. It was weird to be called disgusting and like you're trying to keep her in jail and all that stuff.
Right.
So,
well, I also think there's a side of it too for both of us. Separately, you had your blog and I had my Tumblr.
Yeah.
And you build these communities on the internet mm-hmm. as your escape from the world, like everything else.
Yes.
Like your insecurities, your, like for me, it's my depression. Like that's something I struggle with. Mm-hmm. So we both found communities on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So that's like a safe space that you've built of internet friends yep. that, I mean, there's still people who message me and they're like, I was there the first year you did Reality TV Gifts and did the whole sticker giveaway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's almost 10 years ago now, which is crazy.
Totally. And I, the same way, like if I write about Robin, they're like, I remember when back in 2010 when you wrote about Body Talk, like that's still.
Yeah. So when you have that space infiltrated, or you have like, not infiltrated, but like so much negativity coming at you so fast, it's a shock.
It was definitely a shock, for sure. And I also think just kind of realizing, I mean, one of the things I'm blending into the next question, but one of the things I'm leaving behind in 2019 is giving energy, Carrie Hilson energy, to
a bop, by the way.
A bop. To people who force themselves into my world, which is, that's like one of my biggest weaknesses, I'd say, is I reply to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of people who slide in the DMs and stuff, but like literally just want to talk about pop and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I gave too much of my time defending myself privately in messages with people, that really just destroyed me and made me sad. And so I feel like I only want to give energy to people I'd like to give energy to, not people who force themselves into my world and like demand answers or demand that I talk to them about Britney. Like they're the only person who thinks about Britney like I do. Like there was too much of that and I did it too much. I'm going to reel it in 2020. This is all stuff for the therapist, but in the meantime, this is a good.
I mean, yeah, it's all.
But also, it's
connected.
The secret. It's putting it out into the universe and saying the things that kind of helps. Yeah, that's one of the things I'm going to leave behind is entertaining energy that I don't need to be. There are people I just don't need to be talking to who like have wormed their way. Like they message me relentlessly until I answer and stuff like that. And I've always just like eventually replied back and I just shouldn't. So yeah, I don't know.
I feel that.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, for me, and this is like a bold statement, I feel like I genuinely have gotten to this place, and this, please tell me if this sounds pessimistic, because I'm not trying to sound pessimistic.
Okay.
I really feel like at the end of the day, if you think about it, we're all just these weird living beings on a gigantic floating rock in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So like, what the fuck is the point? Mm-hmm. So why am I beating myself up all the time on other people's opinions, what they think about me, the comments they make about me? I really feel like I have stopped caring about the opinions of people who don't genuinely care about me as a human being.
Yeah.
And I've really started to connect more with people who genuinely care about me as a person, as a human, who care about me growing, care about me learning and changing and getting better and being a better person. And kind of like you said, like investing time and energy into those people.
Yes.
Because I know who those people are.
Yeah.
And like you said before, like in person, when we're at Britmas and we're at all these parties, people come up to me and they say the sweetest things. Mm-hmm. No one comes up to me and is like, you're a fucking fat ass, dumb bitch. You're canceled.
Right.
You're disgusting. Like no one, well.
I will come up to you and say that eventually.
I mean, God, knock on wood. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there will be someone. But yeah. Like the comments coming from these anonymous accounts that don't even have a photo on their avatar. I don't give a fuck. Like I really don't. And I genuinely feel like I don't give a fuck. And it's not that I'm trying to be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Because I do care about growing and I do care about changing and becoming better and, you know, admitting when I'm wrong and all of those things. But there is a group of people on the internet who don't care about, like, they just want to be an asshole to you.
Yeah.
And I've accepted that and I'm embracing that as something that just comes with, you know, being a creator on the internet. And if you are a creator on the internet, small or big, it's going to happen to you at some point too.
It's just inevitable.
It just, when people, unfortunately, when people see you doing something that you're passionate about, they, you know, they want to attack that.
As RuPaul says, unless they're paying your bills, pay those bitches no mind. So
yeah, difficult to enact.
Put into action. Yeah,
yes.
For sure it is. But it's also true. And I would extend that to unless they're like your friends and family that you actually care about, then it doesn't matter. Because if you told me you need to stop posting this, you're looking like that, I would take that into consideration versus,
well, how much time do we have?
Exactly. Exactly. No, but it's true though. It's who it's coming from should matter more to you moving forward than like an anonymous Avi. But I don't know. It was a year of growing a thicker skin.
Yeah.
And I'm actually pretty proud of that. And I'm proud of becoming...
You have gotten better, I will say. So you all know, Brad was itching to start this podcast in like July. And I was like, absolutely not. So you would think it would be me. But no, you were like ready and like itching to go. And I was like, wow, she's transforming.
Yeah. I just wanted to keep the ball rolling because I've realized that that's actually the secret is you got to keep creatively, keep yourself busy.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of brings it to like resolutions. And that's obviously one of them. I'm going to try and write every day for my site and try and write more for magazines and do all their interviews and things like that. Cause I feel like I fell off this year cause I did what I shouldn't do, which is I let it affect me. I didn't want to write about anything on the internet. I didn't want anyone to like contact me for a while. It was really just the gym. It really was like for all the jokes about my gym selfies, it really was. I'd play League of Legends. I'd go to the gym. I'd be depressed and repeat, but at least it was a healthy coping mechanism. But I don't want to just be boring and like do that. Like, I'd like to like put
Well, they say
out.
That sometimes you need to step away to heal. Some people need introversion periods of it to heal.
And I already am.
And it's viewed as like a negative. Like,
yeah. Nothing was actually. Yeah. It was a good thing that I did for myself. Yeah, nothing was bad about it.
It's a good thing.
inevitably, even if I do a Madame X tour review and things like that, I'll still have like people angry about that stuff. And that's fine. That comes with the territory of like when I write about things, people don't like it. That's fine. It was just that that wasn't as personal as what this year was, which was deeply about my alleged character and, you know, us being paid off by her team, which
we really need those AirPods.
Exactly. God, well, I rode this yacht to your apartment.
Oh my God, I messed up my street.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's one of my resolutions. Any other resolutions? I just have no more working for free.
I support that.
And I feel like most, well,
it depends.
It depends on where you are in career and interest and things like that. But no favor, being consulted for projects.
No.
Pay me.
Pay you. Yep.
And that was something I turned down this year, which I feel good about. For a project, they wanted my feedback as a fan. Turn that down because they weren't going to pay me.
I mean,
there's nothing in it for you. And it's like they just want good ideas because they didn't come up with it.
She's got a point.
So I guess that's kind
of... I think those are great resolutions.
Great resolutions.
Especially as a creator, it's so hard to say no to someone asking you to do something for free.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is like a new connection. And you have to weigh.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to take it into consideration.
Yeah.
If it's something small and it could be a foot in the door, it could be a connection, you know. Like, I've done logos for free for people because I genuinely love doing it. And I'm like, I like you, so I'm doing this out of like, you know.
Yeah.
But then in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking like, if their company takes off and they become, you know, the next Nike, I'm fucked. But like,
right.
So you have to weigh things.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
But that's mine. I guess career. Those are all career / mind things. I guess that's my risk. And find a man.
Oh, well, you know, like my post, which I can't read because it's too far away and my eyesight's going out.
It looks like an eye chart, right?
It says something on there that you shouldn't look for love.
Oh, yeah.
It will find you when you're doing the things that you love to do.
Honestly, true. That is true. So I'm just going to keep writing.
Okay, well, when? I thought that I've been doing the things that I love for the past fucking 31 years.
It will happen in Starbucks. No, in Dunkin'.
Excuse you.
In Dunkin'.
One day.
One day. He'll be reaching for the same creamer as you. Do you use creamer?
No, I'm on a diet.
Oh, that's right.
I drink my coffee black now. Well, my resolutions, yours are good.
Okay.
So my first one is maintenance of my diet / doctor / health routine. Making sure that I continue to go regularly to my chiropractor, to go to my check-in, and to make sure that I keep doing my intermittent fasting. My schedule is completely changing. It is flipping quite drastically. So I just need to make sure that I, you know, if I have any issues, that I talk to my doctor about it and I just keep on it and I don't let it creep up on me or whatever. So that's my one goal.
Yeah. Maintenance is good.
And then my other resolution, which is like, I mean, I've always done this, but like to give 110% at my next job.
Oh, absolutely. So but like, you will. I'm not even worried about that one. You're going to do it. 120%.
I've reconnected with like my spirituality this year. And this is very like weird for me to say, because I don't think I've ever said this in my life. I am going for it in 2020. I think I am extremely talented, and I believe that I am talented, and I know in my heart and in my gut that I have worked my fucking ass off for the past however many years, and I am ready to go into next year and do the absolute best that I can. And if I fall flat on my face, so be it. At least I'll be skinny, so I won't make that big of a boom.
That'll be on the quoted pillow. Yeah. That'll be for sure.
But like, I really feel that, and I feel like I've reconnected with my spirit guides and the universe, and I'm seeing signs again, and I'm being pushed in the right direction, and yeah.
Sparkling energy just went off.
She just jumped out.
She really did.
But like,
but true.
Actually.
And that's also the best mentality, because just like your fitness journey, weight journey, because I know that you've made it a point that you're not doing the gym.
Oh, no. Well, I actually might, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because I want to get, I don't want to bulk at all. Like, absolutely not.
Right.
More pounds? No. But I do want to get agile, and I want to...
Like or a Pilates moment?
No, I want to do, I think, like speed training, like dance, possibly.
Oh my God.
Hand-eye coordination.
Yes.
Because I feel like I like being sharp, mm-hmm. and I want my mind to match my body.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I want my physical body to match how I feel in my brain.
So scattered and...
Scattered and quick.
Scattered and skinny.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, because I think one of the biggest things, and going back to your original point about even if you fall on your face, which you won't, but it's good to do that, is the inevitable valleys, the peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be
a valley.
You're going to plateau at some point, and that's when it's going to be the worst, and you might even gain, and it's going to be when you're tested the most, and that is the hardest time. Okay. Well, you're tested, but that's, you just keep going. It's not going to be a straight line. There's going to be some setbacks, but the mm-hmm. point is to not let it overtake you. And then the trend is back upwards. It's like you can have some bumps along the road, and it will happen. And it's just,
and then
part
one
of the
year, it might be 25 years later, you will go number one.
Exactly.
Like Mariah.
Ultimately, all roads lead to Mariah. Talk about a successful story of redemption. Not that she needs to be redeemed from anything, but it's more the public perception. Things happen.
Thriving queen.
Thriving legend.
That's the energy we're taking into 2020.
That really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that. Those are all very positive things.
Yeah.
Yeah. More doing, less thinking.
Well.
Well, think about the things you're doing. Less thinking
before you do anything.
Before you do anything. Definitely think before you put on your AirPods and walk out into traffic. Almost got run over by a horse coming here.
Oh.
But what a motivational Monday.
Yeah, can you believe?
I can't. Legends only motivational Mondays.
Yeah. Could you imagine new podcasts coming?
Honestly.
We'll do a spinoff.
I would do it.
Super Soul Sunday is meant to be a day of rest, but not for us. We have certainly surpassed the time for this week.
We have supersized motivational Monday.
Yeah. We are wishing you a very happy new year.
Very safe new year. There's some crazies out there.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, watch out for T-Gyle.
Watch out for me.
If you see a skinny legend swinging through the streets with a white claw screaming about a strip club, get out of his way. Let her be on that
dirt. Be stopped.
She's going to be on the Instagram story. You just get out of the way or you'll be in it.
Or like, who wants to go? Like, just someone fucking go with me.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody just go.
All right. Well, happy new year. Happy 2020.
Happy new year. Happy 2020. Happy new decade.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
New things, new possibilities, new collabs, new albums. R9.
Final decade of Earth.
Final decade of Earth.
Live it up, girlies.
Live it up, girlies, before the polar caps melt for good.
I mean, aren't they saying that like everything's supposed to be like over?
Well, not like... well, R9 will drop and then it'll be over.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
Before. That's all y'all need.
That's all. But until then.
Until then.
We'll
see you
next year.
Oh. Next week's episode is going to be posting the morning that I'm going to be starting my orientation and my new job.
Right. That is going to be the day that Manny Mua is going to lead you into the factory for Lunar Beauty.
Oh my God, I wish Manny Mua would. I want to go on a date with Manny Mua.
Oh, here we go. We're manifesting.
Yeah, manifest. Well, I don't live in the same state as him, so it's not happening.
Okay. Well.
No one tweet that.
No. Do not.
Actually, no. Tweet it.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.